try to push our way in on somebody like that. Because this will require contacting, it will require to go physically out on the property, so there'd be a lot of interaction with the property owner, and they would have plenty of opportunity to say, you know, I thought about this, and I don't think it's something I want to be a part of, and we would leave.
But you still have all the files in your office.
Yes.
To know where you've been. And
yeah, I do, and we've done enough now to where there has been people that have purchased property, and they've contacted me, and I've had a file, you know, when we pumped the tank out last date, and we rate the tank on a condition from 1 to 10 whenever they pump it out on you know, what kind of shape it's found to be in, the amount of solids that were in the tank and different things. So it's starting to be helpful to people, you know, as we start cataloging those properties.
That said, that the county has the files, if anyone wanted that information, they would just have to come and fill out a public service request, mm-hmm. and you would be obligated to give them that
file.
Yes,
yes.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, their name would be on file, and they would fill out that public service request. Instead of sitting in my living room at night looking at the computer to see.
Yeah, there's no, actually, even in my office, I have information about the system, but I don't have any document that specifically locates that tank on the property. That would take a GIS person trained with the equipment to do that. I just got my paperwork that when the hauler pumped the tank and the information he gains at that time, but I don't have anything that specifically says your septic tank is located right here.
And it's not a document that's going to be on file. I mean, that's his personal notes. I don't know.
I thought you told me you did have all of it documented.
I do have the location, parcel number. I have information of the septic tank, the type, the size. A lot of people don't know the size of the tank, but we capture that information. The condition the tank was found to be in, the you know, if it's concrete, metal, or polyurethane tank, if it's an aerated or standard septic tank system. We do capture that information, and that's been helpful to people over the years.
So who comes to your office asking for information?
You know, people buying property, people moving in here, they heard through the grapevine that the septic tank might have been pumped out. Can we get a copy of this or that? I've had some home inspectors that were doing work ask me if we had pumped out a septic tank on a piece of property, and they just wanted to know that for their job. It just varies, you know. I've had property owners pass away and their descendants, children or relatives come in seeking that information because they've had an issue with the septic tank. And just different, varied types of situations.
Whenever I bought where I'm at now, we didn't know what septic tank was. And we got, and so we had to hire a guy to come in with some tracers, flush it down the toilet, and found it. And, I mean, so it was...
That's what... You know, like I
said, so it would have been, hey, come to the county, where's my septic tank at?
You know, that's what we'd like to do.
What's your thought of it?
Probably not.
But I think if word gets out there, if you approve us to start down this road, I think word will eventually get out there. And we're not going to capture all this information overnight. It's going to be like a living project that if they can work it into their schedule, you know, it's just we have these resources available to do this like I said, I'm probably more prone to it than a lot of people because I deal with folks daily trying to find their septic tank. That's the, you know, what a good thing this would be for those people. But
the reason I mentioned, you have all that information, and my understanding was, and you would relay it to the GIS, and they would enter that in. So
absolutely.
You have it already.
And
Mr. Commissioner Williams mentioned something that has me thinking. Can you think of anything of the information you'd be giving that someone with a deranged mind could use in any way to harm that landowner?
Well,
because if there's anything at all,
where he was going is like if a septic tank was located less than 10 feet away from a property line, somebody buys and they wanted to make some kind of issue there. I mean, if that tank's pre-existing and it's there, that's something that I don't think that I would have the right to go out and do any kind of enforcement action to make them move that tank unless it was failing or something like that. I get those situations now without this. And, I say, if it's pre-existing, it's pre-existing, and I can't really use my authority to go out and make them move their tank because you feel it could be there. There's possibility things could happen. I kind of think the benefit would outweigh the bad part of that. I think that they're, but you, it's hard to guard against those situations when you deal with the public.
Well, I think realtors run into those all the time when you get, when something wasn't surveyed, and they work that out at the time of the sale. My concern is there anything that someone could use in any way to give more information about that they could use to cause harm in any way? That would be my concern. If you can't think of anything, I have no.
Nothing readily stands out. Only like when you get that exact septic tank location, if somebody wanted to use that information to make an issue out of it. But you know, I don't know where that would go. The other information, if we did use the Beacon platform, like the address, the name, and all that's already there, part of that platform anyway. I couldn't 100% say that somebody couldn't use that in a negative way, but I feel that the benefit far outweigh that risk. You know, there's that remoteness. Like I said, I have people call me occasionally that's wanting to, like you say, they want the government to fight their battles for them, try to pull you into those situations without this platform existing. So something could come up. It could, I guess. I don't know what that would be, but there's always that chance.
I know we have our sewer mains and stuff. I was out with them recently. You're looking for the, call it the
manholes.
The manhole. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can find those is to where it's been put in, where you couldn't find it out physically, where it's been put on the GIS. Mm-hmm. So, unless privacy is a big thing, I can't really see on this that it would be anything that would that you could get into something personal that you couldn't come out with. So
I don't either.
I don't have any objection unless.
What do you guys need from us? Because just as discussion, GIS project, is this something we're looking at doing in 2018?
That's something we'd do. That's kind of up to them when they could start. We just kind of wanted to bring in the idea of the concept before the commission, let you know that there could be some extra cost involved in that, which I don't know if we want to handle that through my budget, if they wanted to keep track of their mileage on that part of the program and through budget reimbursement.
That's why I was asking. 2018, we start discussing it more during budgetary process and finding out what the needs are.
Basically, we're here just for the whole county. It doesn't, you know, there's always been a department that we've needed some assistance on something. We just basically go out and do it. There will be probably a little more gas, a little more time since she's contacting, but I can't give a figure, you know.
No,
and it's going to be like an ongoing.
Honestly, and we can keep track of it and then reimburse it. Like
if
we
that's
do other,
if that's what needs,
if it's gas mileage, can't that just be charged to?
That's what I mean.
It would depend on your approval.
Yeah, like I said, the budgetary issues, they're easy to handle. We just need to know what could be there so we know how to handle them.
Didn't want to start this and remember the public contact you or commissioners and you don't know what's going on and what we're doing out
That's
there.
Never happened. We don't
know. We just wanted you to be on board and you support it, you know, then we'd like to start on it. And, like I said, it's be a living project. We wouldn't get it all done overnight by any means, but also with the septic tank program, you know, permitting new septics going in, I can also feed that information to them as well, and we can get those locations through that if the property owner is conducive to that. And when we do a repair, you know.
So I'll support the program as long as the property owner has a right to say no.
I wouldn't do it any other way. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Thank you.
All
right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You want to go into exec and then take a recess? Want to go upstairs?
Yeah, we're scheduled for executive session, so you want me to make the motion?
No, I'll go. Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsection 19 for security.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Brandon, aye.
Sheila, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries. We'll recess upstairs in our conference room.